Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Astros usually active during the trade deadline, at least during this era of Astros baseball, but they've been quiet. Teams in the division, the Rangers, the Mariners, are unloading their teams, and the Astros are in firm control of that second spot in the AL West, which will get you into the dance. The last few years, though, J-Lo, going back to 2017, whether it's the first trade deadline, whether it's the second trade deadline, whether you see it coming, whether you don't see it coming, whether you're disappointed, whether you're anxious, it has been one of the most active, most relevant times in these parts when it comes to a team competing for a championship.
And you can go back even further. You can go back in. The Astros have always been a big time, like traditionally have been a big time trade deadline organization. Randy Johnson?
Randy.
Was one. I think what they're doing right now, obviously the Astros are listening to offers, maybe even making a few offers, trying to figure out, kick the tires on some players or whatever. I think they just feel good about the guys that they have and that are coming back and how they're playing right now. I think, Kyle Tucker is living up to expectations. They're just going to ride it out pretty much with what they have right now.
Let's go through, though, just this, Eric, because obviously the Randy Johnson is the one move that was made that just shook up the entire baseball world. I mean, that was one of the crazier moves that we've seen, one of the most productive moves that we've seen in Astros history. But let's just go through this era of Astros baseball, the Jeff Luhnow era slash Dusty Baker slash James Click era, I guess we can say. Let's go through the most prominent figure, starting with number five, the fifth most prominent figure for the Astros deadline activity in the last few years.
Number five.
Jeff Luhnow. Mm-hmm. I know Jeff Luhnow could be higher up on this list, but I put Jeff Luhnow at number five. He's made some big ones. He made the Verlander trade in 2017. He made the Roberto Osuna deal in 2018, 2019. He traded for Zach Greinke when we didn't see it coming. Jeff Luhnow, one of those prominent figures. Here is Luhnow talking about, I guess, the final splash he made as general manager of the Astros. The Astros trading for Zach Greinke. Yeah. Jeff Luhnow talking about the mindset of the final big splash he would make on this day.
I can't believe we just added Zach Greinke to this rotation and this team. I mean, probably the same reaction, because I wasn't sure it was going to happen. And throughout the afternoon, there was times I thought it was dead and times I thought it was 50-50. But at no point did I think it was over 50-50. And then when it all came together, we just looked at each other in the room and said, is this really happening?
That was a big one. That was pretty dang shocking, man. There's no question about that. I want to know who your top four guys are, because Luhnow's moments or whatever, because Luhnow is those three deals alone.
Before we go into the top four, let's hear from Luhnow one more time about the Zach Greinke move, because I think it kind of shows the mindset that Luno's had the last three trade deadlines. This is Jeff Luhnow using those two words that a lot of people want to hear around this time: all in.
You just don't know when you're going to assemble a group this talented again, and so you have to take advantage of that, and that's something that Jim believes in, and so do I. At the same time, we don't want to be looking around in 2022 and looking up at the rest of the division and wishing we had kept some of our elite young talent. So it's a balancing act. We've tried to do as best we can, but we are definitely going for it this year.
Well, the good news there is with the way the Rangers and Mariners are acting, you might not have to look up at 2022. They ain't trying to win.
Now, to be fair, the Astros farm system has been gutted. They've gone from having one of the strongest, if not the strongest, to having given up a lot here. Now they're in a bind. They're talking about win now. They're in a win now mode as well.
Prominent figure number four. And hear me out. When I say prominent figure, mm-hmm. I'm just talking about the internet going nuts. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the reaction. I'm talking about content. I'm talking about the dialogue around the country. Jeff Luhnow, obviously, he's the one who orchestrated these. But prominent figure number four of recent Stroh's deadline deals, Roberto.
It's finally
Osuna. Roberto Osuna, do you remember the outrage when the Astros traded for Roberto Osuna?
I was part of it. I do remember the outrage for Osuna. But that, I mean, you know what? They went in with eyes wide open. They knew exactly, you know, what the situation was. They knew that they were going to have repercussions from making that deal, and they did.
I kind of feel like that's when baseball started hating the Astros.
I
kind of do feel like that was where people around baseball started hating the Astros. I feel like there was somewhat of a respect for the Astros, even though they did tank. But I feel like this moment, this move, was the moment where people started hating the Astros. Here is Roberto Osuna himself talking about the second chance he was given by the organization.
There are some people that question whether you should have gotten another chance. What do you say to those people?
Cada quien piensa lo que quiere. Yo soy de las personas que todas las personas merecen una segunda oportunidad.
You know, everyone has the right to their thoughts, and I believe, you know, everyone has the right to also have a second opportunity.
Pretty crazy. Osuna couldn't speak English back then.
Yeah, but then he did.
And he kind of did after that.
Then he did.
After it died down a little bit, he did.
Yeah.
Here was A.J. Hinch talking about bringing Roberto Osuna into a winning culture, in a very likable culture like the Astros.
You know, we don't know Osuna as well as we know our own team. And we take it very seriously who comes into our culture, who comes into our clubhouse, and how the clubhouse responds. So I address the team to let them know that Jeff and Osuna will both be in L.A. and we're gonna get together as a family would and talk about how this all came together and what the steps are moving forward to incorporate him onto our team and give him a second chance.
I thought when I heard Altuve talking about this, this is where it kind of raised my eyebrows a little bit. Jose Altuve talking about figure number four, Roberto Osuna, and the trade that the Astros made.
Sometimes when things like that happen, you are so focused on the game that you don't pay attention. But now he's one of our teammates, so now you have to be, you know, paying attention of the details. So he's going to be here, you know, anytime soon. I don't know when. And after that happens, you know, we're all going to find out what happened. And we're a team, so everything we do, we're going to be in the same place.
Do you have any concerns about how he'll be integrated or welcomed into this clubhouse?
That's a tough question. You know, we all know that this conversation is a little harder for me, and I think it's okay if I don't know what to say, because like I said, I can say yes or not because I don't know what happened. So it's really hard to say something about something that you don't know what's going on.
Keep in mind,
you notice he stopped himself from saying one of us. He said one of teammates.
Yeah, well, keep in mind, there was some pushback on this in that clubhouse. People tend to forget that now, but there were guys who did not want Osuna in that clubhouse. Wasn't there also like a meeting in AJ's office or something about it and before one game? I forget the details, but nah, man, it's that was a moment.
Prominent figure number three in the deadlines of the past for the
Numero tres.
Jim Crane. I know Jeff Luhnow made the moves, but when you trade for Zach Greinke and you trade for Justin Verlander, every GM in the league, most of them, would be willing to make that move. Mm-hmm. But not every owner in the league would be willing to write the check.
Right.
So the reason Jim Crane is on the list ahead of Luhnow is for that very reason. Here is Jim Crane after the Astros got the job done talking about the first move in this three-year span, bringing in Justin Verlander.
We were lucky to get him when he came in. You know, everybody's a little down with this big storm.
he came in and, you know, gave us a lift then. And, you know, today he pitched a game, pitched a great game, pitched great since he's got here. He's fired up. And he came out and said, thanks for getting me here.
I mean, you're right. I mean, he's been the best owner in professional sports in this city pretty much since he got here, even though I know they were tanking 300 lost years, et cetera. But he committed to that, too. You know, it's he just got the Astros. He's in debt, you know, because he bought the Astros, and they're committed to just losing, you know, to tanking. That takes a big commitment from the owner as well.
And he was always willing to give the credit to Jeff Luhnow. Here's Jim Crane talking about Jeff Luhnow after the Astros made the move they did for Justin Verlander 3 years ago today, and the credibility that it brought to the former GM of the Astros.
I think it gives it a lot of credibility. I mean, for a while there, it took some stamina to stick with it. We stood behind him. He's executed, you know, very well on building and developing this team and the depth in the team. You can see it. And, he, you know, it's hard to get every move right, but he makes a lot of the right moves.
There you go. So we have the first three, Jeff Luhnow, Roberto Osuna, Jim Crane. We'll give you the final two as the deadline approaches. Hell, we might even break some news about a trade.
Might as well. There have been a couple of trades, none involving the Astros.
None involving the Astros, but they have benefited the Astros indirectly. We'll give you the latest there. We'll talk about the Rockets one game away from facing the King, and we'll also talk about the Texans 10 days away from facing the Chiefs. Finishing strong next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.